The trial, Officer Derek Chauvin, is about to begin, per the day I record this video. Derek Chauvin is the officer most infamously known for placing his knee on the back of the neck of George Floyd for about 9 minutes. And now here we are, Minneapolis gearing up for the trial of the century, it feels, the most high-profile criminal trial since perhaps the Scott Peterson case from years ago. And there's stuff that you probably don't know about it that I'm going to share with you today on this episode of Off the Record. Welcome, everyone. I'm Andres. Look, I'm going to keep this as brief as I can because I need you to see the body cam footage that you probably never seen or heard of, because the Keith Ellison, he probably jumped the shark or jumped the gun, if you will, to get ahead of this thing so quick to give people an answer they wanted to hear without any evidence. And he should have known better, because how is it that the public has not seen the body cam footage? And the only ones that ever got a hold of it were the Daily Mail from the UK, who recorded the video off of a monitor. So we don't have the official video. We have someone recording the body cam footage that we can finally see. But why has the attorney's office refused to release this? Because of what's in it. Let me give you the takeaways that a black sports journalist named Jason Whitlock came across when he saw this. I know, sports journalist. Everybody has an opinion on this. But here is a man who, I don't exactly agree with him politically, but this is what he came across when he saw the body cam footage. Floyd's behavior escalated a routine arrest into a possible abuse of force. The George Floyd case is not a race crime. No rational person can watch that footage and conclude the police were motivated by Floyd's black race. It's going to be virtually impossible to convict former officers Thomas Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao of any crime. It will be equally difficult to convict Chauvin of murder. That's exactly what I've been saying since the very beginning. We all saw the video. For those of us that actually seen the entire of the video, we've seen it. And for those that don't read beyond a headline, that don't watch or research beyond whatever you see on social media, you think that's where it stopped. I'm not like that, because I understand optics. And everybody saw, oh, George Floyd died on video. Nope, he died later, pronounced dead later at a hospital. And the question that I had when I saw that is like, how did he end up on the ground? That's the number one question I had that almost nobody seemed to be asking. From my social circle, at least, almost nobody seemed to be asking. Everybody was just reactionary, which is the problem with social media and the problem with optics, because people just judge what they saw, not what actually happened. And the body cam footage would have laid to rest a lot of the questions that were asked or should have been asked at the time. How did this happen? Instead, if this example was used and lit up this powder keg of what seemingly is racial unrest in the United States. I don't like that George Floyd was considered a saint when he wasn't, not by a long shot. But neither does my knowing that he has a criminal history mean that he deserved that fate. No, he deserved to be treated properly. But what happened? And that's just it, that the evidence was being weighed in the court. Out here, all this is the court of public opinion. Everybody made up their mind that Derek Chauvin is a murderer. But do you know what that means to try to prove murder, especially in the third degree in which Derek Chauvin was being accused of? In the third degree murder, you could have made a case for that. Could have. That doesn't mean he would have been like convicted of that. We don't know. The trial's about to begin. But the Attorney General, Keith Ellis of Minnesota, upgraded the charge against Derek Chauvin to second degree murder, which means Derek Chauvin had to premeditate this. Body cam footage, it debunks the narrative for why BLM was out there doing what they did with the help of Antifa, and for why BLM raised $90 million last year, none of which went to black communities or causes. One of the other things that must be known, this came out in September, because there were two autopsies done on the body of George Floyd. One by the family, which I knew already was going to be, they called it independent, but I knew there was enough political pressure for the conclusions to support the family's grievances, and of course, the public. The official autopsy that's going to be produced and, well, that was produced and will be shown in court is from Dr. Andrew Baker, from the Hennepin County Medical Examiner. He said that Floyd had 11 nanograms or milliliters of fentanyl in his system. If he, George Floyd, were found dead at home alone and no other apparent causes, this would be acceptable to call an overdose or OD. Deaths have been certified with levels of 3. In this case, George Floyd had 11. But then Baker added, I'm not saying that this killed him. Another thing that's not really being said here is the fact that not only was George Floyd unhealthy, was high on drugs, he had a lot of pre-existing conditions, he was also COVID positive. COVID attacks the respiratory system, and George Floyd was part of the categories that are most susceptible to COVID-19. But this is not being chalked up to a COVID death when car accidents, gunshot victims, and all this, they were chalked up to COVID deaths per hospital records. That's why they had inflated numbers from the CDC, and they admitted that they fudged the numbers. So why not here? Is it because it's a political lightning rod? Absolutely. That's why. I'm presenting this to you now and the body cam footage because this is what you should expect to hear about, but not dissect the property through the mainstream media that will be shown in the court of law that the jury will have to decide as well. Is Derek Chauvin and all these other three officers guilty or not guilty of premeditated murder? We'll see. Only Derek Chauvin is being held up on charges of second-degree murder. The other officers, I believe, negligence and other things, I forget. Negligence, I would argue, yes, you have a strong case for that. Maybe you would have had a case for third-degree murder where basically negligence results in someone's death. But if you want to know my entire analysis about the entirety of the George Floyd, I'm also going to leave that video in the show notes to come to this episode of www.dangerousgoober.com. So that's it for this one. I'm letting the body cam footage start playing now. Warning, viewer discretion advised. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.
Step out and face away.
Please don't shoot me. Please, man.
I'm not going to shoot you. Step out and face away.
I'm going to get you out of the eye, man. Please don't shoot me, man. Please, man. I just lost my mom, man.
Step out and face away. Step out and face away.
Please don't shoot me, Mr. Officer. Please. Don't shoot me, man.
Step out and face away.
Can you not shoot me, man?
I'm not shooting. Step out and face away.
Okay. Please, man. Please, I didn't know, man.
Listen, man. You can ask Mr. Floyd. You got an ID? Sir, Floyd is there.
You can ask Mr. Adams' ID.
Do you have ID?
I'm on 38th and South.
Man.
320
or 44. I didn't ask Mr. Adams about you, sir. I just came about a tablet. And when I bought a tablet, it didn't heat.
Oh, my God. He didn't even do nothing.
Do you have ID?
No, I don't. My name's Shawan Hill.
Sir.
Okay. I just came over to get my phone. You see, I don't have a purse or nothing. And my daughter is on her way to get me.
What is the deal?
I don't know.
Mr. Adam knows me, sir.
That's his my ex. I don't know.
Why is he getting all squirrely and not showing us who he is and just being all weird like that?
Because he's been shopping. So he
well, I get that, but still, when officers say get out of the car, is he drunk? Is he on something?
No, he got a thing going on. I'm telling you
what
about
does
the
that mean?
Police. We have problems all the time when they come, especially when that man took that gun like that. It's been one.
What's your first name?
He's pretty good. George Floyd.
What is it?
He's a good guy. He, George Floyd, she said.
Oh, ouch,
what,
man.
Are you on something right now?
I'm not, no, nothing.
Because you acting erratic.
Yeah. Let's
go.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
God, man. Yes. Yes, I was just moving earlier.
Let's go.
Man, but all right, let me come on down now. It's feeling a little better now.
Keep walking. Right.
Okay, do me one favor, man.
No, so we're, we get to the car. Let's get to the car, man. Come on.
Dang, man. Oh, man. God, don't leave me, man.
Here. I want to watch that car and see yourself. Get him in.
Stand up. Stop falling down. Stand up. Stay on your feet and face the car door.
You get a
please.
Shot on him?
Please.
Get out the door, man. The door. I don't want to talk to you,
no.
Man.
Please, let me talk to you, please.
You ain't listening to nothing.
I know.
So we're not going to listen to nothing you're saying.
Can you watch that car? Just make sure no one goes in it.
I hear you, but you are going to face the door right now.
Listen up. Stop.
I was leaving. Everything y'all telling you, man. I'm not an existent, man. I'm not. I'm not. You can ask him. He know me, you know. God, man, I'm going to do nothing like that, y'all. Why is it going on like this? Look at my wrist, Mr. Officer. I'm not that kind of guy.
Mr.
Officer. Mr. Officer, I'm not that kind of guy.
Stop.
Please. I'm not that kind of guy, Mr. Officer. Please.
Face away.
Please, man. Don't leave me by myself, man. Please. I'm just claustrophobic. That's it.
Oh, you're still going in the car.
Anything sharp on you?
I won't do nothing to hurt y'all, Mr. Officer. No, sir.
Now you're looking
home or nothing? Nothing. I don't have nothing. Why y'all doing me like that, Mr. Officer? Please, crack it through me for me and stuff, man. I am claustrophobic for real, Mr. Officer.
You got him?
Could you please crack it for me? Please.
Yes, I'm cracking.
Stay
I
with
will.
Me, man.
I will.
Please stay with me, man. Thank you. God, man. I didn't know I was going to do nothing, man. Man, I don't want none of y'all, man. Nothing.
You got
that inside in your pocket real quick on your shirt? I'm listening.
And I understand that people do stuff.
All right,
he's good.
Okay.
Grab a seat.
Okay.
Having trouble walking.
I'll roll the windows down, okay?
Please, man. Please don't do take a seat. I'm going in, Mr. Owens. I'm going in.
No, you're not.
I gotta go in.
Take a seat.
Grab a seat.
Mind, I don't believe me, Mr. Owens.
Take a seat.
I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not that kind of guy, man.
Take a seat.
Y'all, I'm gonna die in here.
Take a seat.
I'm gonna die, man.
You need to take a seat right now.
And I just had COVID, man. I don't want to go back to that.
Okay, I'll roll the windows down. Hey, listen.
Dang, man.
Listen.
I'm not that kind of guy.
I'll roll the windows down.
Please,
and put
man.
Your legs in, all right? I'll put the air on.
Stop. Look at that. Look at that.
Now you're listening.
Look at it. Look at it.
We can fix it, but not while you're standing
okay,
out here.
Okay, man. God, y'all do me bad, man. Man, I don't want to try to win. I don't want to try to win. I don't want to win. I'm claustrophobic. I'm claustrophobic, and I got anxiety. I don't want to do nothing to them.
I'll roll the window down.
Man, I'm scared. Hey, when I start breathing, it's gonna go off on me, man.
Pull your legs in.
Okay. Let me count to three. Let me count to three, and I'm going in. Please. I'm not trying to win. I'm not trying to win. I get on the ground or anything. I can't stand this, man. He know it.
He know it. If you get in this car, we can talk.
I'm claustrophobic.
I'm hearing you, but you're not working with me.
God, I'm claustrophobic, man.
Get in the car. Come on over here. I'm going to pull you in.
Get in the car.
In the front. Please.
No, you're not getting in the front.
I'm claustrophobic. So
get in the car.
Okay, man. Okay. I'm not a bad guy, man.
Get in the car.
I'm not a bad guy. Oh, man. Oh, please, officer. Please.
Take a seat.
Please. I'm going down. 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 I